Our planet is a beautiful place. But it's a place with a problem. It can't sustain life as we know it if we continue to consume energy at the pace we do.
When a chap shoves a barra, finds another in his way, the following's the hutmost he permits himself to say. Excuse me, sir, your barra, unintentional no doubt, is a blocking of this pathway, so my barra can't get out. If you could move yours on a little bit, I'd extricate me own. So sorry to have troubled you. Well now, how's that for tone?
How will we change the course of climatic change? How will we slow the consumption of energy? Surprisingly, the answer is already out there. It's in the world's biggest cities and remotest locations. It's in buildings around the world. It's in national parks and on spectacular bridges.
Hello,
said the bad fairy, still disguised as a good fairy, but now wearing a completely different outfit, with some rather fabulous buttons, which made him look all the more like he knew what he was talking about.
Welcome to the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Please listen carefully to the following
option. The school has two main buildings in Bloomsbury.
Our Keppel Street building is situated directly opposite Senate House.
Pardon me for mentioning this coin of yours, you know, is a beautifully constructed, interesting curio. But regarded as a coin, it seems a trifle off, my friend. Could you give us, in exchange, a 2 and 6 as doesn't bend?
Then the sun, falling ripe and level as it does just before candle time, lighting the fallen oak leaves where they lay in shadow, edged with rime like powdered diamond. The holly boughs, rattling and ringing with the birds I disturbed from feeding on the fruit. The smell of damp juniper as my horse pushed through. The sight of a single spray of whin flowers, struck to gold by the sunlight. With the night's frost already crisping the ground, and making the air pure and thin as chiming crystal.